Jack Aranda FM.
Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Mahikeng 32, Pretoria 33. Delegates at the EFF conference have elected a new leadership to guide the party for the next 5 years. Julius Malema was re-elected uncontested as president for a third term. Anastasia Mokhobo reports.
Godrej Gadi, a close ally of Malema, has been elected as the new deputy president. The position had been vacant since Floyd Chibambo's move to the MK party. Gadi faced a challenge from Esther Molepo, a delegate from his home province of Mpumalanga, who nominated herself for the role. However, Molepo did not secure enough support to meet the nomination threshold. Marshal Dlamini and Omphile Maoto retained their positions as secretary general and treasurer general, respectively. The party's former spokesperson, Leanne Mateys, has been elected as the deputy secretary general. And Nontando Noluchungu is the new national chairperson. The conference is expected to wrap up today with a closing address by the newly elected president. Anastasia Mokhobo, Jack Aranda FM News at Nasrec.
The fight over publishing matric results continues as the Education Department seeks to overturn an enforcement notice from the information regulator that bans publishing results in newspapers. Last month, the regulator prohibited the Department of Basic Education from releasing results on public platforms like newspapers. However, the department's head of communication, Elijah Mahlanga, argues that publishing the results only with examination number and marks do not reveal the information about identifiable pupils.
We feel that the information regulator did not take into consideration the factors that the department has highlighted in its court papers. That means that the department will therefore proceed to release the results in the newspapers, because with the appeal having been lodged in the court, it means that the enforcement notice has now been suspended.
The South African Communist Party Deputy Secretary General Matla Mashuku says he has welcomed the government's decision to hold an inquest into Chris Hani's 1993 assassination. Speaking at the party's conference in Boksburg, Mashuku emphasized the importance of uncovering the truth. Hani's killers, Janusz Wallace, recently returned to Poland after completing parole following 28 years in prison. He stressed the inquest's importance in delivering justice and closure.
We also welcome the government's positive response to our long-standing call for an inquest into the assassination of Comrade Chris Hani and to document his life and contribution to the struggle for national democracy and socialism.
And 39 people have been killed in two attacks in recent days in western Niger, near the border with Burkina Faso. The frontier lands between Niger, Mali and Burkina Faso have long been a hideout for jihadists linked to the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda, who have waged an insurrection war against the government. More on checkaroundfm.com. Click on news. I'm Miel Pinaar, Wifnis de Eer, EFF Leier Julius Malema is Vierens Verkies as Leier van die Partij.
Jack Aranda FM plays more. Music.
So just dance, dance.
You love.
There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Like this.
Traffic dies while we are ready.
I've been chasing another.